This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Just going to be one writer from Patriots Football Weekly tonight. Paul Perillo joining you solo for a Sullivan Tire roster report here at Gillette Stadium about 48 hours before kickoff of the big one. The Patriots getting set to host the Houston Texans in a divisional round playoff game, the final of the four playoff games in what I think is the best football weekend of the season. The divisional round with four games, with the four best teams in each conference. Doubleheaders Saturday and Sunday, and the Patriots and Texans will be the last of those four games. Very, very interesting injury report this week coming out of Foxborough, released just moments ago. Bill Belichick, as I thought might be the case, and as we talked about on PFW in Progress during the course of the week, Fred Kirsch, Andy Hart, Eric Scalavino, and myself, generally as the season winds down and we get into the playoffs, the injury report tends to really, really shrink, and that is what happened today. Despite a little bit of a delay in that process because there were 20 players listed throughout the course of the week as being limited in participation on Wednesday, limited again on Thursday. Well, a big change on Friday. First off, 15 of those players were removed completely from the list. So that leaves us with an injury report of five players. They are Marquise Cole, Alfonso Dennard, Rob Gronkowski, Nick McDonald, and Trevor Scott. Now, don't worry about those five guys, especially if you heard that name Gronkowski in the middle and you panicked a little bit. All five of those players were full participants in practice on Friday and are listed not as questionable, but as probable. So again, those five guys, Marquise Cole, Alfonso Dennard, Rob Gronkowski, Nick McDonald, and Trevor Scott, all listed as probable. And that means the following names, who for the most part have been on the injury report all season long, have all been removed. Patrick Chung, Dan Conley, Nate Ebner, Aaron Hernandez, Dante Hightower, Chandler Jones, Brandon Lloyd, Logan Mankins, Gerard Mayo, Rob Ninkovich, Mike Rivera, Brandon Spikes, Aqib Talib, Wes Welker, and Tracy White. All of those players, 15 of them in all, have been completely removed from the injury report and will play or will be eligible to play on Sunday against the Texans. Obviously, the biggest news out of that group is Rob Ninkovich, who had a hip injury that he suffered in the Miami game, was forced to leave. Talked to him a little bit this week about that. I had mentioned to Rob that it looked like he was pretty concerned coming off the field, and he admitted that he was. He thought it was far worse when it happened than it wound up being, and so much so to the point where he's not even listed on the injury report. So he will play on Sunday without fail. He will not be hampered. I shouldn't say he won't be hampered. He will not be out of action because of the hip injury. It will be interesting to see, however, if he's able to hold up with that hip problem, and he will have a big task setting the edge on the run on some of those stretch plays that the Texans like to run with Arian Foster. On the flip side, Houston looks pretty healthy as well. They list 15 players, but again, all of them listed as probable. So we have no questionables, no outs for this game. Alan Ball, who is one of their nickelbacks, one of their reserve defensive backs, has a foot injury, and he did not participate in practice on Wednesday. However, he returned on Thursday and Friday in a limited basis and is listed as probable with everybody else. Owen Daniels was a full participant on Friday. They're lead tight end, so he's probable. He'll be a go. Garrett Graham, their backup tight end, who missed the first meeting with a concussion, he also full participation on Thursday and Friday, probable. My guess is that he'll be able to go. And Jonathan Joseph, who has been sick, was able to practice throughout the week on a full participation basis, also listed as probable. Brooks Reed, Antonio Smith, Quinn Glover, all starters, all expected to go, all listed, but for the most part, all probable, and only Antonio Smith was limited. The other ones were full participants. So an interesting little twist on the injury report. Belichick generally only has a handful of guys listed, and by the time the Super Bowl rolls around, really nobody's listed. It took him a couple of days to get there, 20 guys on Wednesday, 20 guys on Thursday, but on Friday, down to five, all listed as probable. That means injuries will be very little, if any, of a factor against the Texans on Sunday night. 4:30 kickoff here. The excitement is really starting to build. The CBS trucks are right outside our Subway Fresh broadcast studios here inside Gillette Stadium. You can feel the momentum building toward the playoffs. The Patriots, a big-time favorite, the 9.5-point favorites over the Texans. Most, if not all, of the national prognosticators believe the Patriots will be advancing to the AFC Championship game. And many of those believe it'll be Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos and the Patriots taking the trip out there. But first things first, Sunday afternoon, 4:30, the Patriots take on the Houston Texans, and it looks like everybody's going to be available, and that's the way it should be. So I'm going to wrap it up for Andy Hart. We'll be back next week with another Roster Report podcast, but for now, that's going to do it for our weekly edition of the Sullivan Tire Roster Report.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available at over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.